There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Bonnie Christian. You're listening to the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily Podcast. If you like it, hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Now, here's what's happening today, Friday, November the 27th. Black Friday is officially underway, and it's online retailers who are expecting their biggest sale day yet. But shoppers are being warned to be wary of scams.
But of course, if the offer is too good to be true, then yeah, it probably is.
Tom Lysmos Hansen is the founder of Promon, which in 2016 hacked a Tesla smartphone app, tracked the car down and drove it away. He says scams are a lot more professional now, but there are some easy ways to stay safe.
If you receive an email, you should not click on any attachments because those attachments may contain malware. Go directly into your browser and go directly to the shop which claims to have this offer.
And make sure you do your research before using store apps too.
So preferably there should be a substantial amount of reviews of the app, and of course preferably good reviews. If there is only a few reviews, that would be for me a warning sign.
President Donald Trump launched a Thanksgiving tirade against Twitter, accusing it of fabricating trending topics, but it hasn't ended exactly as he hoped. Mr. Trump lashed out at the social media site, saying they were making stuff up for their trending section. He also called for a repeal of Section 230, which shields internet companies from liability for the content users post. But it somewhat backfired, as within half an hour, the number one trending topic in the United States was Diaper Don. The hashtag was in reference to a side-angle photograph of the president sitting behind a tiny desk that apparently looked as though he was wearing a diaper under his trousers. Meanwhile, Amazon is handing out $500 million in Christmas bonuses to its frontline staff. But it comes amid workers' plans for strike action over the Black Friday weekend, when Adobe projects US consumers will spend in excess of $10 billion. Full-time frontline employees in the UK and the US will receive £300 or $300, while part-time staff will be eligible for £150 or $150. Meanwhile, the Financial Times reports that advocacy groups and workers' unions are seeking to protest over pay rates, worker safety and benefits. There are planned walkouts in at least 15 countries where Amazon operates. Now to coronavirus. A potential at-home treatment for COVID-19 is being trialled in the UK. An inhaled steroid, which is commonly prescribed as part of the long-term management of asthma and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, is being investigated as a possible treatment. In some patients with the virus, the body mounts a significant immune response, causing high levels of inflammation that can damage human cells in the airways and lungs. Research suggests inhaling corticosteroid budesonide can potentially minimise any lung damage that might otherwise be caused by the virus.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now to the future of farming, which feels like it's been inspired from Minecraft.
Virtual fence for livestock, and it's a solar panelled GPS collar that goes on the animal, and then we draw pastures in an app. Collar will then let the animal know when they cross the boundary.
That's Cinefos Boudel from NoFence, which has created virtual fencing for livestock. The collars emit an audio warning when the animals are getting close to the preset boundary. If they cross it, they get a small electric shock.
The animals, they learn to turn around on the audio cue and return to the pasture. So it's a system based on using the listening skills of an animal instead of their eyes.
Ms. Vos-Boudel says the idea is better for the environment as animals can graze freely rather than being confined to one paddock. And it makes them safer from predators too.
Well, that's a huge benefit over physical fencing, which can also act as a trap. In terms of animal welfare, it's a good thing to allow animals to escape.
Mink culled in Denmark to prevent the spread of coronavirus have resurfaced from mass graves. Denmark ordered all farmed mink to be culled earlier this month after finding that they carried mutated coronavirus that had infected 12 people. Less than 2 weeks after thousands of mink were buried at a military area in western Denmark, hundreds have resurfaced from the sandy soil after starting to decay. The mink were buried in trenches about 2.5 metres deep and covered with about 2 metres of soil. The mass graves are guarded 24 hours a day to keep people and animals away from the graves until a fence has been constructed. And finally, the UAE's mission to Mars is going so well, it will split its focus to collect some extra data before it reaches the red planet. The Hope spacecraft launched in July and is due to touch down on Mars on February 9th next year, where it will study the planet's atmosphere and weather. And as the spacecraft's first three trajectory correction manoeuvres were more accurate than the mission engineers had budgeted for, there's now room for it to collect some more space observations. One of these will see it team up with BepiColombo, Colombo, a joint European-Japanese mission to visit Mercury. You're up to date. Mark Blunden will be back with you on Monday at 1 p.m. Subscribe to make sure you don't miss out. And come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard's newsroom. Thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.